December 19th, and those early January deadlines are just around the corner, looming large. What should you do before you hit your submit button on your application? I'm going to tell you in this segment of Mission Straight Talk, our 37th episode, which is going to be slightly different than those to date. I had originally wondered whether I was even going to do this or have an interview as I normally do, but the interview didn't work out, and so I decided to do something I've wanted to do for a while. Just be my own guest, I guess, answer my own questions, and speak from my head and heart about issues that I think you are facing. First of all, I would like to touch on how you should proof your essays. While Exhibits Day is a full-blown admissions consultancy with advising and editing services and interview prep and all kinds of things, it started as an application editing service. I have more experience than you would ever want to have in editing personal statement, application essays, and statements of purpose. So yes, this is a matter of head and heart, and I'm going to give some very practical advice. Let's start with the purpose of these essays that you're writing, whether it's a statement of purpose, a personal statement, or MBA essays, goals, essays, whatever it may be. Realize that your essays have three purposes, and they are there no matter what specialty or program you're applying to. One, the essay is there is to provide a window into you, your motivations, your challenges, personality, character, hopes, dreams, passions. It is an introduction of you to the admissions committee. Two, it's there to add value to your application, which is closely related to number one. You can go into depth into the essays not allowed by the boxes or your resume or your transcript or your test score. You can add color and richness to those cold and very limiting boxes. Three, the third purpose of the essays is to demonstrate your writing ability, to show them you can communicate. And the way to remember these three goals of your essays is PAD, provide a window into the real you, add value to your application, and demonstrate your writing ability. Before any of you submit your application, put your essay or essays through the three steps I'm going to outline now to ensure that your essays achieve all three purposes. First of all, evaluate your essay in the context of your application. Is it a mere repetition of your transcript or your resume? If so, it's failing. Is it hiding you? Are you somehow obscuring your true personality in your essay? If so, again, it's a fail. I can't tell you how many times I have reviewed either my friends' children's essays or my children's friends' essays. In either case, these are people that I really know and know well. And the point being that when I read the essays, I don't see the person I know at all. And that is, it's a shame. I usually tell them to go rewrite it. But it means that their essay is not providing that window into them. And again, it's failing at its job. Does the essay introduce a dimension of you not obvious from the boxes, your transcript, and resume? If you're an investment banker and you say you're hardworking, well, it's kind of understood just from the context, from the job that you perform. If you're an engineer and you say that you're very quantitative, well, you better be or you're not going to make it as an engineer. I mean, you couldn't have gotten to where you've been if you don't have good quant skills. Does the essay complement the rest of your application with minimal overlap? So if you're talking in your resume, you have a bullet and you say, you know, managed a project with a budget of X and you came in under budget and on time, that's okay. But your essay can say so much more. What were the challenges you faced, the interpersonal challenges you faced in managing that project? Was the budget particularly tight? Was the deadline particularly close or demanding? You want to provide those details in the essay. Now, so there will be a little bit of overlap because you mentioned the achievement in your resume, which is appropriate, but the essay has to say so much more. And should. And finally, if you're responding to an application that requires multiple essays, as do most, not all, MBA application essays, or application where, let's say, you write a statement of purpose and a diversity statement, do the essays complement each other? Again, minimal overlap. You want to add value. You want to keep your reader engaged and wondering what's coming next, not making them think, didn't I just read this a minute ago? So that's evaluating your application in context. That's the first step of the MBA essay editing funnel. It's the top level, the broadest part of the funnel. And then you move down a little bit further into this MBA essay editing funnel. You're going to evaluate each of your essays individually. Does your essay have a clear theme, a clear and obvious point of communication you're trying to get across? Every piece of writing has to have a point it's trying to convey. That point may have a few different elements, like, I want to be a doctor because I enjoy the problem-solving aspects of diagnosis and treatment, working with people, and the feeling of being involved in something truly important and critical as I work with sick people. If there is no clear theme, then your essay probably needs to be rewritten. And you need to know that before you submit it, not after you get rejected. Does your essay have a clear structure? Is it easy to follow? Now, your structure can be chronological or it can be thematic, but it needs to flow. It needs to be easier to follow. These kinds of problems are easier to fix than a lack of a clear theme, because it can usually be fixed by reordering material and strengthening transitions between paragraphs, so your reader kind of knows why you're switching topic. It's okay. You're building a point, and the points are related. Relate them via transitions. Have you made good use of examples to support your theme, to add interest to your essay, and to distinguish you from your competition? This is critical. For top programs, you have to be showing that you are providing a distinctive element, that you're going to add something to the class, and specifics will allow you to do that. Have you answered the question posed? Have you answered all elements of the question posed? What and why is a very common format, especially in MBA and secondary medical school application essays. What did you do and why did you do it? Did you make sure you answer both questions? And are you authentic and real? Again, going back to my example of applicants whom I knew personally and whom I just didn't see in the essays, you have to be present there. So you want an essay that stands on its own two feet as an engaging, coherent piece of writing. And this second element, this middle tier in the editing funnel, really involves all three elements of essay purposes, right? Provide a window into the real you. That's still there. Add value to your application? Definitely. Demonstrate your writing ability. That's about clarity. It's about clear structure, logical thinking, etc. It comes to play in this level. The final level is what most of you think about when you're talking about proofing your essays. And it certainly is important, but it's only important once you've done the first two steps. The final level is editing or evaluating the essay in detail. This is the stage that, again, most people think that they need to check. And it is important, but it only is important when the content is right. And that's what evaluating in context and individually address. In detail means that you look at and check the nitty-gritty of writing and writing mechanics. And by that, I mean clarity, style, word usage, sentence structure, grammar, spelling, punctuation, etc. This is the stuff that no one likes to think about, but we all know we got to do it when it comes to proofing our writing. Lots of typos and sloppiness convey an impression of you as a sloppy and not terribly professional person. You're not taking the process seriously. You are a poor writer. What could be the conclusions that somebody would come to if there are lots of errors in your essay? Now, international applicants, yes, you will be cut some slack, but you still can't ignore this part of the editing process. So you have a little bit of a problem now, right? Because you've written it. You've probably rewritten it. I've asked you to go about it, go and review your essays and examine them in context. I've asked you to go and examine your essays as individual pieces of writing, individually. And now I'm asking you to go through and look at them again in detail. And I'm asking you to be critical and objective. It's tough. You're sick of these essays. Well, one thing you can do is come to accepted.com and ask an accepted editor to apply their experience and objectivity. That's certainly a possibility. But if you want to do it on your own, I have three A's that will help you proof when you think you can't proof anymore and when you're looking at your essays in detail. The first one, the three are a break, a printout, and aloud. And that means, very simple, put your essay away. Take a break from it, because ideally, give it a couple of days. If you can't give it a couple of days, overnight, if you can't give it overnight, a couple of hours. And if you don't have a couple of hours, go for a walk around the block, make yourself a cup of coffee. But whatever it is, don't look at the essay for at least a brief period of time. That's A, number one. A, number two, a printout. Do not try and proof your essays on the computer screen or tablet screen. Print your essay out with double or triple spacing and change locations. Go and sit somewhere else. Move away from your desk. Move away from where you've been working on your essay. Sit at the kitchen table. Sit at Starbucks. I don't care where, but go somewhere else. And then the third step is read it aloud. Read it aloud, paying attention to the punctuation, so that you read it in the way that the punctuation tells you to read it. And then make notes in those very large spacings where you think you need to make changes. Then go back to your desk and, yes, input it into your computer. The three N's of application essay editing mean you check for all three purposes of the application essay, right? The three N's, again, are in context, in terms of the context of the entire application and other essays, as standalone pieces of writing, and finally, in detail, checking for writing mechanics. And the three purposes of the application are provide a window into the real you, add value to the boxes and other elements of the application, and finally, demonstrate your writing ability. For more tips on writing and editing your essays, just go to www.accepted.com. That's the resource I'm highlighting in this podcast. And choose the category that's most appropriate for you, MBA, law, grad, medical school, college, whatever best identifies your educational goals. Usually the first option on the drop-down menu is our consulting and editing services, and those are indeed the best options for you if you want to really polish off your application and hit submit with confidence that your essays present you as well as they possibly can. Our consultants will provide the objectivity that's so hard to muster at this point in time. They will provide you with a skill that very few of you can match because they all are highly trained and outstanding writers and editors with years of experience in admissions. So if you'd like an experienced professional on your side and reviewing your essays before the school's professionals look at your essays, please do check out our application essay editing and consulting. If you're not yet ready to engage with a consultant, then a little bit down, further down the drop-down menu, you will find options for both viewing sample essays as well as articles and posts, etc., on how to edit your own essays. I'll include links to our Essay Editing 101 pages, which are the free options, as well as to our services in the show notes at info.accepted.com/37. At this point in time, this is the last podcast of 2013 for Admission Straight Talk. I really want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in and helping us grow the podcast. It has grown fantastically and phenomenally in the course of the last 12 months. So thank you very much for joining me today and for joining me on earlier segments. As always, please share your feedback on iTunes, the blog, or by emailing lynda@accepted.com. I'm particularly interested in knowing if you like an occasional show with just me. And if you're not yet a subscriber, you can subscribe either through iTunes, Stitcher, or Zoom. Again, this is the last segment of the year, the last show of 2013, and I want to take this opportunity, in addition to thanking you for listening, I want to wish you a very, very happy holiday and a happy and healthy new year and a 2014 filled with acceptances. This is Admission Straight Talk, produced by Accepted.com, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again in 3 weeks. We're taking a brief break, and we'll resume on Thursday, January 9th. Again, best wishes for the holidays, and Happy New Year.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.